Roman numeral 8. Out of Christ's mouth proceeds a sharp two-edged sword, which is his discerning, judging, and slaying word for dealing with negative persons and things. Hebrews 4:12. For the word of God is living and operative, and sharper than any two-edged sword, and piercing even to the dividing of soul and spirit, and of joints and marrow, and able to discern the thoughts and intentions of the heart. Roman numeral 9. Christ's face shines as the sun shines in its power for judging enlightenment to bring in the kingdom. Revelation 1:16c. And his face shone as the sun shines in its power. Roman numeral 10. Christ is the first and the last, assuring that he will never leave his work unfinished, and the living one for the church is the expression of his body to be living, fresh, and strong. Roman numeral 11. Christ has the keys of death and of Hades. A. Death is a collector, and Hades is a keeper, but Christ nullified death on the cross and overcame Hades in his resurrection. B. As long as we give the Lord the ground, the opportunity, and the way to move and act among us by exercising to deny the self, take up the cross, and lose our soul life, death and Hades will be under his control.